It's great. It's nothing like going down a mountain. And it all is on you and the ski. And you better know what you're doing. Just because you can't do something fast, don't stop yourself. Don't sit in your room and wallow in your own self-pity. I never did that.
For Todd Reed and other clients of the Adaptive Sports Foundation, skiing the Catskills might take more time and effort, but the experience is no less fun. Earlier this month, we joined Todd for a run from the top of Windham with the assistance of a team of volunteers who made sure that experience was comfortable, safe, and exciting. Stay tuned to hear all about adaptive sports on the Catskills Windham Mountain. This episode of Cat's Cast is brought to you by Briars and Brambles Books, the go-to independent book and gift store in the Catskills. Located in Windham, New York, right next to the pharmacy, just steps away from the Windham Path. Open daily. For more information, visit briarsandbramblesbooks.com or call 518-750-8599. And by the Mountain Eagle, covering Delaware, Greene, and Schoharie counties, including brands for local regions like the Windham Weekly, Schoharie News, and Catskills Chronicle. For more information, call 518-763-6854 or email mountaineaglenews@gmail.com. Based on Windham, the Adaptive Sports Foundation is a 501c3 organization, which, since 1984, has been providing profound and life-changing experiences for children and adults with physical and cognitive disabilities and chronic illnesses through outdoor physical activity, education, support, and community. Since discovering the program in 1995, Todd Reed comes up from the Jersey Shore once a year to ski Windham.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
I was paralyzed from the waist down. At birth, I have spina bifida, which is a curvature of the spine. I'm a three-time state champion for the bench press. I coach three sports. I coach baseball, football, and wrestling. And I love coming out here. I live in Point Pleasant Beach now, New Jersey. That's the Jersey Shore. 3 hours both ways. I was looking into places to go skiing. And my brother Donnie just happened to know people with this adaptive program at Windham. So I love it. It's great. It's nothing like going down a mountain. And you better know what you're doing.
And if you don't know what you're doing, the Adaptive Sports Foundation is well equipped with both training and gear. Today, Todd is going out on a new snow cart with the assistance of trained volunteers. Program manager Tony Vasile explains.
This student was going to be in a bi-ski in the Mountain Man. He's been coming since 1995 and using that equipment, but looks like the instructors are selling him on making a switch to the snow cart by a company called Tessier. The snow cart is another sit-down ski, but this provides someone who has like safety awareness and good decision making and the ability to read the terrain. It gives them a lot more independence in that the skis are controlled by the skier, by the person in the cart, using these giant levers. So he'll be able to, by pulling his arms together, go into a wedge, by opening an arm to one side or the other, you know, engage a turn, and by pulling the levers back, will drive a spike into the snow and can hit the brakes. He will still have someone tethered to the back of it, but rather than them being in control, they're really just gonna be there for an emergency brake and to maybe help shout out and guide where the turns, you know, maybe should go, hold the wedge, open the wedge, you know, hold, back to wedge, and that kind of stuff. This is going to be really cool. He's been coming since 95 at this point. That's as long as I've been alive. And so making a switch to a new piece of equipment. So that's super exciting.
Later in the show, we'll join Todd for his first run in the snow cart. In the equipment room, Tony showed off a wide range of adaptive gear, including mono skis, bi skis, and outriggers. He explains.
So this is our equipment room. through here is where all of our skis and boards get set up. That's like our rental shop. But here is the real like adaptive equipment. So on this wall is our mono skis. This wall is our bi skis. So mono skis are sit down skis that sit on one ski under them. The goal is to be completely independent with this equipment. So if someone has a spinal cord injury or you know, any kind of thing affecting their lower extremities, but their uppers are still pretty strong, pretty stable, this is kind of where the goal is. So we have a few students that use these. The first few lessons typically are four instructors, maybe. If we're lucky, you're gonna get four. So they can help push you up and work on straight runs, because you really are going so far back to the beginning to like work on your straight runs, work on your turns, and work on your stopping, just like your regular beginner progression. So eventually, you know, once we start making turns and stopping, we can start working on getting to the lift and things like that. The ultimate independence for the mono ski is using outriggers that are on this wall. You have to do like a tricep dip and get your butt high up in the air to get under the chairlift. So it is a great deal of strength to be able to become completely independent. It takes a ton of work. The other side of sit skiing is over here where we have our bi skis. Mono one, bi two. This has two skis on the ground. Most of our bi skis are from Mountain Man, which is out of Bozeman, Montana. So this system, you can see as like I tilt it, the skis interact with each other. They're articulating skis. And so as you tilt to the left like this, you can see that like the edge of both skis engages into the snow. So depending on your strength and endurance and really your overall like physicality, there's a huge variety, or you know, like a spectrum of independence that comes with this. If you're fully dependent on an instructor, you know, cerebral palsy can affect your cognition and your physical body. Some of these students that are super involved physically and also don't necessarily have the decision making to turn and, you know, that kind of grasp of the actual driving the ski, the instructor is, you know, a few feet behind them, holding on to tethers, controlling the sled as it goes down the hill by, you know, changing the tension on the tethers. The student can help you by leaning, if they can understand that, if they can lean or to even just turn their head. As you progress, if they, you know, do have some strength, what you could do is give them some handheld outriggers, and then you as the instructor help to initiate the turns, but they would, you know, using these handheld outriggers, you know, lean into the turn, use those to help create the edge and create the turn and things. So one of our monoski students we saw last year bi skiing, he had cerebral palsy. He was like, I think 9 years old at the time, but his cerebral palsy was pretty much isolated to the lower extremities. His core strength was pretty top notch. His arm strength was pretty good. And he really looked like he understood it. He naturally read the terrain. So he gave him handheld outriggers. And at the end of the lesson, you know, we talked to the parents. We were like, he's got it. You know, we should really try to get mono skiing with him. If I'm standing, which would be for if I was either, you know, an amputee, three tracking, or someone who might need, you know, just more stability overall, we call it four tracking. You're making four tracks in the snow. With the outrigger now, it's a ski pole with just a cut ski at the bottom of it. And there's two modes to it. So when you're going down the hill, you know, this is ski mode. If you're gonna now maneuver to the lift or side shuffle over to another, you know, run, if it's like Bel Air, which is a, you know, a ridge, very much a ridge, you can flick this string and put it into walk mode. So now you've got kind of a bear claw, like ice pick on the bottom of it to help you get around. And same thing for the monos. If they need to push to get around or to do that huge tricep dip like I was talking about, they dig into the snow and push up from there.
One student being equipped with outriggers today is Julia, a young skier who's come up from Jersey City with her mom, Daniela.
Julia, she's 8 years old, and she has a spastic cerebral palsy. So this is her third time here. And, well, she's enjoying learning to ski. She gets very tired too, right? But she has a lot of fun, and all the volunteers, they are great.
The ASF building, in addition to the equipment stored within, has one more unique feature that substantially simplifies a day on the mountain.
One of the things, like as we're in the equipment room, I always get super excited, that makes us pretty unique is this like slope side location that we have. To my knowledge, at least, this is the only adaptive program where if you are a wheelchair user, you can park, you know, 20 feet from the door, roll up in the ramp, switch over to your sit ski in the equipment room, and then out directly onto the snow and down. And then if you even come just past the tree a little bit, you know, all of this is run by the mountain, but this is essentially our lift that schlep folks back up here. It's a nice little beginner trail too, like that's a good place to do some learning, but it just makes it so easy. If you are an independent mono skier, you know, we have some instructors that are mono skiers, and they can just make it such an easy trip as opposed to parking and getting on a shuttle, going, you know, and getting set up in the base lodge and then having to be pushed up the hill to where the lifts are, you know. So that's my favorite part about this place, actually, is that it is slope side, equipment room to snow in 10 feet.
All right, you're gonna have to go up again. We'll have to get him back.
Back inside, Todd was getting some final adjustments in his new snow cart, and we met up with another repeat client, Nicholas, up with
nice
his family for a
What's
day
your name?
Of
Brett.
Ski fun.
Brett, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too.
I would like a... Oh!
Now, there you go.
All right!
Well, Nicholas was born blind, and he has autism, and we try to get him out to do normal things that other people do, and one of them is teaching him how to ski, which I tried to do on my own until I found the adaptive sports program, and I pretty much handed it off to them. I was able to take a break, and we come up every year, and he gets his instructors, and he goes up on the mountain and just has a great time. It's not so much about learning how to ski for him, but it's just being out there and doing the ski. But yeah, this seems to be like all our vacations are here at Wyndham.
In the past few years, the population that we've seen the most is autism, and kind of behind that is just broader neurodivergence. So we have a lot of students with ADHD, with OCD, learning disabilities that don't have a definitive diagnosis. A lot of our students with cognitive disabilities wind up being what we call two trackers. So they leave two tracks in the snow. They're on two skis. If we can get them to use poles, that's great. As you get into the physical disability side, that's when you see more of the adaptive equipment, like the outriggers that we were talking about and the sit skis. Adaptive sports is taking the activity, whether it is skiing and snowboarding like we do in the winter or the bunch of activities we do in the summer, and it's modifying the activity or the equipment used in the activity or something about the activity itself to meet the individual. So we're not trying to change the person that comes in to accommodate skiing and ski culture and things like that. We're not trying to do that. We're trying to change the way that the skis turn or the way that the skiing might look or, you know, the way that the person gets down the hill. We try to alter that to meet the needs of the student.
After the break, we'll hit the slopes with Todd Reed and share a lift ride with one of his instructors, a wounded veteran with his own story. Stay with us. Cats Cast is a proud member of the Central Catskills Chamber of Commerce, providing services to businesses, community organizations, and local governments in the Central Catskills region. Follow the Central Catskills Chamber of Commerce on Facebook and sign up for a weekly email of local events at centralcatskills.org. Thanks also to our listener supporters like Bill, Pamela, and Bruce. If you'd like to contribute, just click the donate button at catscast.com, where you can hear all our shows, searchable by keyword and transcript text, send an audio message, or sign up for our newsletter. All that and more at catscast.com. Back at Wyndham, Todd was comfortably situated in his new snow cart
and three volunteers helped him over and onto the West Side 6 chairlift. I grabbed a chair with one of his instructors, who shared his own story on our way up to the summit.
Hello, Lou Tavares. I've been with the Adaptive about 8 years now. Funny story how I found out about Adaptive. I'm actually a student of Adaptive. I came through the Wounded Warrior Project program. I was wounded in Iraq and Afghanistan. I was in a hospital and Wounded Warrior came. Wounded Warrior at the time connected with Adaptive Sports and wanted to bring veterans, wounded veterans up to get them outdoors. And luckily I was one of the people selected and never looked back. In the beginning it was very hard, but I, you know, persevered and I loved snowboarding so much that I was determined to, you know, get it. Actually, by my second or third year, Adaptive actually wound up getting a grant to get wounded warriors or disabled service veterans to get certified by PSIA and to give back to teach other veterans how to snowboard or ski. And I wound up winning one of the grants and got certified, my Adaptive Level 1. And the only thing I had to work for a program and give back. So here I am. I volunteer about 20 to 24 days every season. I mean, it's rewarding. People think that I'm doing a service for others. You know, it's reciprocal in the same way. I get just as much back as I give. So it's great. It's amazing.
Here's all these things that we need to do. Yeah, that's it. All right, now we're good. So whatever works, however the easiest way to hold those for you, work it.
Yeah.
All right, use the whole trail, back and forth, across the trail, control your speed.
All right.
At the mountain summit, instructor Dean Tartaro tethered to the back of Todd's ski apparatus, and with the other instructors nearby, we very quickly set off down the trail. Tony Vasile skied alongside and explained the dynamic.
So Lou is acting as a blocker right now. As we come into an intersection, he's going to ride out in front and kind of make himself known as a presence. And see, now these guys up here are going to pause. They let us go by. So on a sit ski team, you know, you always have the person tethering. And then you have anyone who's skiing around behind and in front of the sled. They're acting as blockers to kind of just clear the space. We don't want traffic in this area. Yeah, that was a great run, Todd.
Yeah.
Yes. That was killer.
That was good.
So top to bottom, that's like 2.25 miles.
Yeah. That's a long ride.
That's a long ride, man. That was awesome. Making really good turns on it, too.
Yeah, very good.
So, yeah, starting to get the feel for that. A whole different ballgame than what you're used to. Awesome.
But it's better on the shoulder. A lot better on the shoulder.
Not bad on the shoulders? Good.
Not bad on the shoulder at all.
Good.
Nothing like going down the mountain. When I first started in 1995, they put me on the bunny trail. And I was like, no, I'm here once a year. I want to go back. I'll go home.
Nothing wrong with the bunny trail, though. And that's where Tony and I found Julia, who was working with her instructors on Woolly Bear at the base of the mountain.
Right. I think we got it, Julia. I think we got it. I think I got it this time.
All even right, if they're not going now, down and making the turns at this point, they're still working to make sure the equipment is in the right spot and stuff to have like a successful run. All of this time is productive. Standing on the snow, standing in the boots, standing on the skis, all of that builds that kinesthetic awareness and really helps her out. We found like even last time, bringing the chair out so that she can sit and rest, and working on, you know, like the PT in me sees it as a sit to stand. So she's doing sit to stands from the chair up with the skis on, and that's giving her an idea of like pressure management and weight distribution and all of these fundamentals of skiing.
All right, nice and easy. Come on, keep those outriggers out in front of you. Push them out, push them out. Push, come on, you gotta get your weight up. Good, and let's go. You're gonna go this way. Yeah, this way, whoa. You feel okay? All right, let's sit for a minute. I'll put my skis on and we'll try this again. All right.
Many thanks to Julia and Todd and Nicholas and to everyone at the Adaptive Sports Foundation. If you'd like to know more, check out adaptivesportsfoundation.org. Cats Cast is a bi-weekly production of Silver Hollow Audio. Be sure to subscribe and stay tuned for our next episode on living harmoniously with our Catskills black bears, because it's just about that time of year again. Until then, I'm Brett Berry. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time.